Beloved, thank you for this very mystic process. The first week was fun and laughing came easily to me. I've been struggling with the crying. Only a few tears in the beginning and they dried up by Wednesday. Early in the dark hours of Thursday morning, I was awakened by a dream. In the dream, I was 20 or 30 years old at the friend's house. His small son comes to us embarrassed and shameful because he wet his pants, and my friends begin to change his son's clothes. I realize he is doing it the same way my stepfather was dealing with me. With a lot of anger, disgust, and hostility. I try to comfort the boy and show him compassion. And suddenly I'm awake, wide awake, laying in my bed. The first thought is the most clear vision, memory of my father, who died when I was 2. In this memory, I'm laying on my back on a changing table, and I think, but my father is smiling at me and radiating pure love and joy. This is the only memory I have of my father, and it is so beautiful. This new memory has brought a flood of tears. I cried for hours until the sun came up. I think this might be the most beautiful gift I ever received. So thank you, Babaji, thank you for helping me to take one step closer to becoming human. And for this precious memory. And most of all, thank you for this process, which I believe is slowly softening me and opening me up. With deep gratitude, love, and wet smiling eyes at your feet, Rohan. You are softening up. Accept it, Rohan. It's a new chapter now. Accept it and be happy. And more memories will come. And it's quite amazing because normally people, they don't remember so early. So it was a very deep memory in your unconsciousness. And if you're only 2 years old, it's not far away where you can remember before that. Then you had no traumas. So this is what the master has to do, is trying to make you human, like you said. To soften the people, to make them humans. And then it's so beautiful to be humans. So he has to work on many, many different levels, because you are functioning on many levels. Before, it was very seldom that any master was working with more than one technique. And still, that is the most traditional. So the Zen master maybe worked with the koan, or Zazen, looking at the wall, the only technique. Or the Buddhist Vipassana, just being aware of the breath. Or the Sufis, whirling. Or in Advaita, inquiry. Or Kirtan, dancing, singing mantras. But almost everybody was sticking to one technique. I work with everything, because you don't know what is going to work for you. Everybody is different. And you don't remember, but everybody has been on different paths before. And when they come across one technique, maybe it feels very familiar. So all these different techniques is just a preparation for you to again become a clean slate, to become human, natural, clean. Very good, Ruan. You see how much is happening. Very good. And you never know where it's going to come. You know? It might happen in laughter, it might happen in crying, it might happen in dancing, it might happen in inquiry, it might happen in silence, it might happen melting with the beloved. Who knows? It can happen in many different ways. But what is needed is to be open. Beloved, I confess that I didn't cry much in the mystic rose process. How to cry for the abandoned and starving children. if I have cried in the arms of my master? How to cry for the futile wars and the sick man of this world, if I have cried in the arms of my guru? How to cry for the violence that exists against the animals, if I have cried in the arms of my beloved? How to cry for my emotional pains, if I have cried in your arms? How to cry for the joys and happiness I lived, if I have cried in the arms and at the feet of my Babaji? How to clean my heart with tears if it is full, overflowing with love for you, my guide, my beloved? How to cry for the pains and joys of the world if I had cried in your sacred satsang? How, my beloved guru, love, Abhi? The guru is the ultimate healer, Abhi. And if the disciple is available for the master, he heals you. And there is no tears left except tears of gratitude. So it's totally right. If the meeting really happened, if the melting is happening, there is no more crying left. The master is the ultimate healer because he brings the good news of love, compassion, freedom. That is the ultimate technique. You just melt with the master. Then no technique is needed. No sadhana is needed. No effort is needed. It's the most natural and easy way. But that might not be for everyone. Many people have to struggle. But if you are in that place in yourself, where you have seen, you learned, you are mature, that is what you are longing for, then you are blessed. That is what I would call guru yoga. It's the easiest. But it needs totality. And in that totality, you disappear. You cannot do it. It is a happening. It is a grace. It's beyond any technique. It is a merging, melting, disappearing. Then you are far gone from everything. And there's no how, it just is. To my beloved master, I want to thank you for all the love and acceptance you show me, and for the beautiful growth that we all go through. I want to thank you for this beautiful Sangha and the support they give us, for the group leaders with the love I feel from them during the groups and the processes, and also outside the groups. This allows me to melt little by little, and a beautiful new understanding is born. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, your disciple, Damini. No, Damini, just help that melting that is happening. accept it, that it is happening. Support it. And see the miracle that happens. That is the transformation. From ice to a flowing river. What a difference. Hallelujah. Beloved Babaji, is there another living thing stronger than the heart of the Guru? No, I can't imagine, because the heart of the Guru is beating with existence. I am asking you this because today in the crying session, I cried in a way I hadn't cried for a long time. I cried when I realized I left my heart. I had left my heart in a cold place and dark box, inside a dark box, without any nourishment and light for decades. Where is Wadi? That is so good, Wadi, because now you understand more what is happening here. Now this is your experience now. And isn't it much nicer to live with a beating heart than just a piece of ice? And you never know where this melting is going to happen or when it's happening. You have layers and layers and layers inside yourself that is totally unexplored. Then I cried more just thinking about how many hearts that are in the same situation in this world. But then I saw an image of you opening this box with all your light and playfulness, saying, hello, hoo hoo hoo. Yes, and that gives you hope. In all this seriousness and darkness, it comes a light. And then not only light, but they say, hoo, 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 hoo. Anybody in there? Come out. It's springtime. Take off your shoes and run in the moss. The sun, no, he was saying this also. I saw an image of you opening this box with all your light and playfulness, saying, yoo-hoo, hello, hoo-hoo-hoo, the sun is shining, come out and let's play together. Exactly. You heard me, Vali. That is what I'm saying all the time. Whatever you need to hear, I'm saying, if you're really listening to me. But you have to get rid of your own mind, your own thoughts, so you can listen to that which is said. You have to get out of the way. So I cried even more to realize how beautiful this is. The work of the Master, just giving life and nourishment to a heart locked in for such a long time. And also doing it in such a divine way. I felt really good to feel tears cleaning the temple of my heart again and again, and I'm open to keep crying and cleansing more and more. Just be open body for anything. Don't hold on. When crying helps, cry. When laughter helps, laugh. When silent happens, be silent. The main thing is to be connected with your own heart, your own beating heart, no? With the light. So I want to cleanse more and more so I can be ready to sit in silence with the Master, to come closer, to melt, to become one heart. Thank you, Babaji, and thank you, Bhagwan. I feel you inside of me. I love you, Vadi. That's the heart talking, because the heart knows what it wants. It wants to become closer. It wants to melt. That's the longing of the heart. So just allow your heart. That's my whole teaching, in a way, in so many different ways. But just follow. First get in touch with your heart. Then that will tell you clearly. And that heart will always be together with the Master. Beloved Babaji, today in satsang you said to be totally devoted to truth. Something deep got touched. My real self is longing for this. And it became very clear and simple. It's this decision and commitment that is required for any transformation to happen. I'm longing for this, to be totally devoted to truth, to give everything. And I want to say that I just love to be here, involved, working with the audio or anything, simply listening, to be available, open, receptive, to listen and learn from you, to be touched and reminded again and again. It's such a gift, all of this, to be around you, in the Sangha, be involved, to be alive, to get in touch with the real, with these inner treasures like love, bliss, silence, gratitude. Beloved Master, I have to say, I am available at your feet, at your service, in love and deep gratitude, your disciple Badrinath. when you get touched by the truth, by the Master, this service will spontaneously come up. Because there's no way you can repay the Master. So the best of any heart is that you are in service. That happens spontaneously if the heart gets overfilled. You want to be in service. You want to support the Master's work, the truth. You want to join the dance. That happens effortlessly. If that hasn't happened, it just shows that you haven't been touched deep enough. You are still keeping your foot on the brake. Otherwise, the heart loves to serve love itself. And that's what the Master is bringing. And it happens every retreat. People write this. Because now, again, your heart, your spirit, your soul is ignited. You are in tune. You're coming back to yourself. And remember, the Master is just your own self. So when you're listening to your own heart, your own self, you will automatically be in tune with the Master. And you want to support. Because it's the greatest thing that has happened. It is the best thing that has happened in your life, so how can you not? That is the only way to be at service. And the more you understand, you want to give everything. I'm longing for this, to be totally devoted to truth, to give everything. Everybody is, but they are not in touch with it. Because on the surface, you long for everything else. And you're listening to so many other things. You are so wishy-washy. You haven't found your own heart, your own truth. Then anybody can say something and you get interested, you get attracted, you get sidetracked. When you are connected, you become unshakable. So a totality is needed. In everything. And you have lost that totality. That totality comes from the heart because it's effortless, but you have to be touched by that insight, by that love, by that understanding. And then it's never any split. Only the mind is split. Your thinking is split. It can never be sure. It's always confused, divided. But the heart is totally one. There's no doubt. That's what it means to become one. And you are fragmented. You are many different personalities. So when all that leaves, which is the whole work to come back into oneness, into your true source that you can hear and see and speak clearly from that source, then you see what is right for you. And of course you want to serve. In whatever way. The main thing is that you are total in whatever you do. My Master told me one fine day that it was warmer than this. Most probably because it was in India. He said, "Now you move into the ashram." Okay. And then, slowly after that, I became one of the bodyguards. that I was always around him and in his house. And that learned me so much, because I was not only, it wasn't an idea, it was a reality that I would give my own life for the Master. And it gives you such a sharpness. It's not only your service. Can I wash the floor for you? No, it was your life. And that is the totality, to give everything. And that was so effortless, because he had given me everything. Totally different life. So my life was so little worth compared to that. That is totality. Then you totally go out of your way. You become only service. You become the Master. You become that truth. But you cannot do it. It is a happening. And that happening is transform you totally from a larvae to a butterfly, psychedelic butterfly. But it takes totality. And that totality can only come from your own core, your own heart, your own soul, your own understanding, and your own willingness, your own longing. And that totality is very hard to come by. And when the Master sees that, he's very happy.
Through that speaker. and I fall, we'll still be it all unfolding, unfolding. Oh, rivers run, for they have no choice. I hear you speak, I can hear my voice calling me, calling me home.
But this totality, that is something most people have forgotten. And that's to be a disciple in a nutshell is to be total and to show that and live it. And my master was very happy with me. And I got good results also for what he wanted to teach me. And after he left his body, when I met other enlightened beings, among them Papaji, then he was also so happy because he had no work with me. I came finished cooked. So he embraced me and took me home to his house. The very morning I came there, he invited me to the house, which I never ever have seen happen. So for him it was, I can understand now, because it's nothing that makes a master so happy when somebody is total. So it was no work. The only work we had was to eat mangoes together, totally. We loved total mango eating together. And he was very different from Osho, like everybody is. I mean, look at your brother or your sister. Hello. Everybody is different in this world. Even from the same parents, what to say? But Osho, he was like the king of the universe. He was Pa. And then Papaji, he didn't care anything. His tissue was full of curry stains. Very different approach. And when we were eating mangoes, we ate it just like 5 years old. So we had mango all over down our side, just slavering and laughing. And his disciple was watching the show. Who is this man coming in here? And we forgot everything, just more mangoes. a guru was meditating by a river when a young man interrupted him. "Master, master, I wish to become your disciple," said the man. "Why?" replied the guru. The young man thought for a moment. "Because I want to find God." The master jumped up, grabbed him by the neck, dragged him down to the river and plunged his head under water. After holding him there for a minute, legs kicking and he struggling desperately to be free, the master pulled him out of the river. The young man caught coughing up water and gasped to get some breath. He couldn't believe what was happening. He couldn't say anything. And eventually he quieted down. Then the master spoke, "Tell me, what did you want most of all when you were underwater?" "Air," answered the man. "Very well, this is the first lesson," said the guru. "If you want to be with me, but first go home and only come back to me when you want God as much as you just wanted air." If I had said that, which every guru would like to say, it wouldn't be many people there, that I can tell you. But this is nice stories, but very few are like that. Beloved Master, I'm very, very touched by today's satsang. It's like you picked up the beautiful flower that blossomed in the sun. And then you touched my heart, so soft, so deep, that the words became smaller and endless tears of gratitude remained the rest of the day. When I left the tent, I could hardly walk. Laying on the grass, I looked at the sky and it was so close to me. Actually, the sky was inside me and I was inside the sky. We were one, in total bliss. Beloved, something very deep and strong happened. And I'm very, very grateful for that. Somehow I was longing for it. And I want to take care of this beautiful and very vulnerable space. Thank you, beloved, 1,000 times thank you. Beloved Babaji, I love you. Forever at your feet, Somali. Somehow, my dear Somali, we are always longing for that. And when it happens, it happens. That is the grace, no? That is grace, when it happens. Then you understand. And I'm also, I can't understand how I can walk sometimes. But these legs, they have some habit of walking. So even if I don't walk, they walk, and that is really far out. So this was a very, very good realization experience. We were one in total bliss. That's exactly how it is. We are one in total bliss. What more is there to say then? Just that. Thank you, 1,000 times, thank you. And the more you see the reality and your own self and that we are one, you only want to be at the feet, at the source, at service. That comes by itself, because that's why you are here. It comes effortlessly. In fact, there is no other options. It's crystal clear. That's why no any Ten Commandments will ever help. It has to come from your own realization, your own experience. Then you know, there is no more doubt. And that's why all the Master says, even if you don't understand, just sit there, just stay put. Neither the Master does anything, nor the disciple does anything, but things happen. That is the mystery. It happens by itself, just like the moth wants to come closer to the fire. It's in the nature. Just like the bee going to the honey, it's in its nature. And if you are a natural human being, you will long for the truth, for the source. Nothing is more natural. And it's very sad to see that most people, they can go through the whole life and they never touch that. And when you realize that, you become even more grateful. And gratitude and these tears, that is the true prayer. Aum Shanti. So many places in this world is totally desert and they are just praying for rain. Look at us. Just look at us, how lucky we are. With the fresh water and rain. We don't even need to pray, it's already there. Hari Om. You could have found yourself in the middle of Sahara. That is gratitude, not gratitude for everything, everything you have gratitude. Everything is a blessing, it's like that. all life, all God's gift. And on this whole big planet, you find yourself here. Hallelujah. Hare Om.
chaka chaka re.